Joshua chapter 3. And Joshua rose early in the morning. And they removed from Shittim, and came to the Jordan River, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days, that the officers went through the host multitude. And they commanded the people, saying, When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord Jehovah, your God, and the priests the Levites carrying it, then you shall remove from your place, and follow after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits, about 3,000 feet, 914 meters by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go, because you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to the people, Sanctify, cleanse, make holy, yourselves. Because tomorrow the Lord Jehovah will do wonders among you. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the Ark of the Covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord Jehovah said to Joshua, This day I will begin to magnify you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And you shall command the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, saying, When you have come to the banks of the water of the Jordan River, you shall stand still in the Jordan River. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come here, and hear the words of the Lord Jehovah, your God. And Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into the Jordan River. Now therefore choose for yourselves 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. And it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord Jehovah, the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan River, that the waters of the Jordan River shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above. And they shall stand up as a hill. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents, to pass over the Jordan River, and the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as those who carried the ark had come to the Jordan River, and the feet of the priests who carried the ark were dipped in the edge of the water. Because the Jordan River overflows all its banks all the time of harvest. That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up as a hill very far from the city Adam, that is beside Zeredin. And those who came down towards the Sea of the Plain, even the Salt Sea, Dead Sea, failed, and were cut off. And the people passed over opposite Jericho. And the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord Jehovah stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan River, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground, until all the people had completely passed over the Jordan.